Lynn Page, 213-4009.
Vance Duran, 630-954-0394.
Vance Duran.
Vance Duran, 630-954-0394.
This is Dr. John Saran from Naperville, Illinois, and I must share with you the latest research study on soy food intake and breast cancer survival. Now, I'd recommend that all of you look at this. This was published in JAMA, December 9, 2009, volume 302, number 22. The lead researcher was Dr. Shu, S-H-U. Most of the researchers were combination MDs, PhDs. And they took a group of women in China, 5,000 to be exact, studied them over 4 years, and worked with researchers from Vanderbilt on this project. Well, these were all women with surgically proven breast cancer. Most of them have had mastectomies. Many of them had chemotherapy, radiation. Many of them were on tamoxifen. They divided their soy intake into four groups, from highest to lowest. And comparing those with the highest intake, they had a 20% reduction in the recurrence risk of their breast cancer or death from breast cancer compared to the lowest intake. And that this had no regard to their estrogen receptor status, whether they were positive or negative, their menopausal status, their stage, whether this was an early breast cancer or a late breast cancer. No regards to whether they're on tamoxifen or not, that protection was still there. And that's just truly amazing. They went on to state that they thought it's probably all the components of the soy taken together that had this protective effect. And where have we heard that before? And so for those of you who have customers, or in my case, the patients as well, that are concerned about soy and breast cancer, you can point them in the direction to this, the largest, most comprehensive human study of soy and breast cancer, showing that soy intake, in fact, has a protective effect, a reduced risk of recurrence, a reduced risk of breast cancer mortality, and should be, in fact, encouraged instead of discouraged.